Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Fight to Vote by Michael Waldman. Narrated by Joe Barrett. Introduction. On August 9, 1787, in a locked room at the Constitutional Convention, delegates debated the shape of America's new system of elections. A handful wanted to give state legislatures unfettered power to set the rules, but James Madison recoiled. The Virginian, architect of so much of the Constitution, was determined to give the national government authority to override the machinations of state politicians. It was impossible to foresee all the abuses that might be made of the discretionary power, Madison warned. He sketched out an array of ways to manipulate voting rules. Whenever the state legislatures had a favorite measure to carry, they would take care so to mold their regulations as to favor the candidates they wished to succeed. Madison's view carried the day. Well over two centuries later, on June 25, 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the key provision of the Voting Rights Act, the landmark civil rights law. Just 2 hours after the announcement, the state of Texas implemented new rules. Texans would now have to show a state-issued photo ID to vote. The law was mischievously crafted by the state's Republican lawmakers. Voters could present a concealed carry gun permit, for example, but not a University of Texas student card. Instantly, hundreds of thousands of citizens, disproportionately African American or Hispanic, many of whom had cast ballots for decades, were ineligible to vote. One of them was Sammy Louise Bates. She grew up in Mississippi.